he has he tells King Ahab this vision of, I saw the Lord, he was on the throne, and the whole host of heaven was gathered to him on the right hand and on the left. And there are good spirits and there are evil spirits. He maketh his angel spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. So are these evil spirits angels? I can't say, because I don't know. Could be. And one of them offers to be a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets. Now, angels can be spirits, but they also, as we know, can have a physical presence, like when the angel Gabriel appeared before Mary.
The angel that wrestled with Jacob.
And at other times when angels appeared to different prophets. So they can have a physical appearance and physical being, but they can also just be out there as a spirit in the world. So there is some degree to which Satan is loose in the world. There is also a degree, and as it is written in 2 Thessalonians, it says, and now you know what withholds until he be taken out of the way. There is something that restrains Satan's power in the world. Some teachers say, oh, it's the church, it's the Spirit of God in the church. Look, the devil is so rampant in Christian churches that's a joke. There's so much sin and iniquity going on among so-called Christians that it's actually a joke to say that, oh, taking them out would somehow so diminish the righteousness in the world that Satan would just be able to just have a free reign because we're really holding them back. We're not holding them back. God is holding them back. When God stops holding them back, it's not that God's going to take his spirit out of the world. It's going to be that he, you know, you saw in chapter 9, the angel of the bottomless pit come down with a key, and he opens it and he unlocks it. There's your image of unrestraint. The lock is unlocked and they come out into the world. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. Well, we're about to get to that, but woe by reason of the voice of the other angels which are about to sound. There is a shift in the order that's coming. Right now the devil has a certain order of things. It is as it has been for thousands of years. He is in the world, but only as a spirit. And perhaps his angels also have some sort of spiritual influence on the world, but they are not here as they could be. You know, just like we know Christ is with us, right? I have Jesus in my heart, they say. But he's not here like we'd like him to be. And the devil is not here like we wouldn't like him to be. But he will. I believe that, and I believe this passage teaches it. And so the child is caught up in the God in his throne. Christ is caught up to his throne. The two witnesses ultimately are caught up too, but this is obviously, this is referring to Christ, because the woman flees in the wilderness. She has a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. What is it? You know, the two witnesses prophesy. For how long? 1,260 days. Yes, exactly the same. So that is drawing a correlation between the witnesses and the woman. They prophesy 1,260 days. She is fed in the wilderness for 1,260 days. That also, they should feed her there. She is sort of wandering in the wilderness. During that time, we may be called away from our homes and our families and may have to live with privations, but they will feed her. And I remember the prophet Elijah, how the ravens fed him. And I also, you know, I once had a dream where there was no water, and the water bottle, I was sitting in my kitchen, and the water bottle was empty, and I was in that time. I don't know how, I knew I was sitting there looking at it, and I was thinking, we have no water to drink. And the 5-gallon water jug with the cap on it just began to fill from the bottom. It just, and I was watching it, and I was astounded. And then things were said to me, and I can't remember anything that happened after that, but it seemed really important. I wonder if someday I won't see that happen. But that's just a dream. But it was a dream. Maybe it means something, maybe not. I don't have many dreams. I'm not a man of many dreams. I've had, that's basically one I can point to. I had another one, but I don't want to get into that because it's not relevant. That was relevant, though. It is relevant because God has promised to feed us. He will take care of us. When we serve him, when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all those other things people worry about will be added to you. You don't have to worry about guns. As it says, fire is going to proceed out of their mouths and devour their enemies. What do you need guns for when you got fire shooting out of your mouth? What do you need food for when they shall feed her? 1,203 squared. She will be, for as long as necessary, we will be taken care of. Don't fear. You don't need to stockpile food. Not for the tribulation. Now, you may stockpile it for hard times in the world. I mean, look at the past 1,000 years of history. There's a lot of good reasons to be wise in the world, because the world is not always a stable place. And God hasn't said, like, well, America, you guys live in peace. Well, you should live in peace forever. You know, it doesn't always have to last. The peace that we know and the prosperity doesn't have to last either. There's no guarantee of that. This whole, our whole world order could fall apart, and we could have nuclear war and people all die and the earth recover, and then Jesus Christ returns 1,000 years from now, for all I know. I mean, what do I know, really? I believe he will return. And I do, well, I'll tell you this. As I say, it is important for us to prepare. Whether he returns or not in our generation, we ought to prepare. It's foolish not to. You know, the servant should not say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming. He's not going to be here for another 1,000 years. Mm-mm. We have to prepare. We got to seek out the promises which he has given us, so we may obtain the powers which he has granted us. You ask, you know, you don't receive because you do not ask. And when you ask him, you're praying about your car and your financial situation. I'm guilty of it too. I've had that problem, you know, because the thing is, it's right there. It's a problem. Lord, I'm sinking. You know, when Peter was walking on the water, Lord, help me, save me. I'm sinking. You were just walking on the water with him a moment ago. We can walk on the water even now in the spirit by not fearing the things of the world, though they roar about you and the trouble surrounds you. Christ is with you to deliver you. Just trust him. Seek the important things, and all the rest will fall into place. We have faith. So let us so do. Now it says, she fled in the wilderness. Okay, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Now, interesting, that he drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. I take that to be a past event. But like I said, in the order, you know, if you look at that, when did that happen? That had to happen a long time ago. Whatever you want to say. Because the order of Satan being in heaven and on earth in a spiritual way is the current order of things. In the days of Job, he appeared before the Lord, and I think even to this day he can appear before God if God so allows. But at some point he is cast out. And